The Rise and Fall of a Yummy Mummy by Polly Williams, read by Zara Ram. Prologue. As catastrophes go, it was a quiet one. You wouldn't have known that my world had imploded. I didn't talk about what happened. I stitched it up inside. A single girl might have sulked over a few cocktails before dieting defiantly and declaring, "Next!" My affairs were more complicated. I was 8 months pregnant, and Joe remained the proud, expectant dad. He'd still trace my hard bump with fascinated fingers, kiss the heat off my bruised breasts. I was his, impregnated, fat, and cosseted. But I wasn't enough. It was an unseasonably warm autumn, an Indian summer, the breakfast TV weatherman crowed as if he'd divined it himself. That particular September morning, I was awoken early by the baby pushing out its tiny palms like pastry cutters under the skin. Too tired to feel enchanted, I gracelessly levered myself out of my enormous bed, bought for sex when I was single, look where it got me. Pulling up the blind, residential Kilburn revealed itself in slices. The taste of next door's bacon slithered in through the gap in the window frame. Another day. Hungry, drunk on hormones. Another day being Amy Crane, celebrated pregnant person. Strangers smiled at me then. Needless to say, they don't anymore. My mother says this is because I sport a scowl. I say I'm just squintily short-sighted and don't like wearing glasses. And in any case, Mum knows how to extract a scowl better than anyone. Joe smack-kissed my tummy. "Must go," he said. "Meeting, out of the office. You have a lovely day." He was dressed in a tan linen suit, an artfully crumpled good one, Birkenstocks, all...